Have you ever seen the show Hoarders? I mean, imagine the house of a hoarder to the extreme where you can't even walk around the rooms because there's piles and piles of junk and clutter, and that person can't get rid of it. I feel like if we aren't careful, our minds can begin to look like this cluttered mess. Cluttered by past pain and hurt, full of the baggage that we can carry from previous relationships, or addictions, or situations that have shaped us, whether we wanted them to or not. The physical world can be a reflection or a mirror of our internal or spiritual world. This idea takes us to the second R in this series, which is reorganize. Once we've recognized our blind spots or the lies and the stories and the patterns that we wear, that we aren't truly us, we can begin to reorganize our mind, to take a look at the way that you see and speak your world. Shift the way you think from fixed to growth mindset, from poverty to prosperity, from lack to abundance. While Jesus didn't explicitly address and fix our growth mindset, his teachings often emphasize on faith, abundance, and trusting in God's provision. If we consider Matthew 6, 25 through 34, where Jesus encourages us to trust in God for basic needs. The shift from scarcity to abundance aligns with the idea of seeking God's kingdom first, trusting that all necessary things that will be added to us. That's Matthew 6, 33 for reference. By reorganizing your mindset through faith in God, you align with the principles of trust, abundance, and reliance on God's grace. It also makes me think about how emotional and stressful this process of purging those hoarded houses and items must have been for those people in that show. On this, I was thinking about this thought. Have you ever considered that emotional distress could be a sign of growth, not necessarily an illness or that something is wrong? What if our current challenges or obstacles are not something to stop us, but something that will make us stronger? What if these symptoms are coming from a freshly activated urge to grow? And as Polish psychiatrist Kazimierzyk Dąbrowski coined the term positive disintegration to describe times when people break down inside in order to reorganize into more emotionally complex beings. He noticed that some people were able to expand their personalities in their mind and their character as a result of this, while others just went back to where they were before. He observed that those unaware weren't likely to change from an emotional breakdown, while others, on the flip side, however, could take these periods of distress and tension as opportunities to learn about themselves and others, meeting challenges and emotional conditions with curiosity and a desire to learn from them. My point to sharing this with you is that I'd like to remind you that emotions are information. When we adopt this way of thinking, we begin to approach our lives through a lens of curiosity and grace. For example, let's take a common emotion, road rage. No, I'm not calling anyone out. Maybe I am. I see you. I can battle with this too. But allow me to suggest in those moments of intense rage, when someone cuts you off or is going too slow, I want to encourage you to pause and ask yourself, where is this feeling coming from? Is there something I've been holding on to that I need to let go of and release or lean into? Why am I feeling this way right now? Oftentimes, the problem is rarely the problem. It's not about the nail. If you know the video I'm referring to, then hit that like button. But recently, as I've been walking through some drama with some things and relationships in my life, I had a moment where I blew up on my son. And I mean, I short-circuited and screamed at him. And definitely, it wasn't my proudest moment. I wasn't going to win dad of the year in that moment. And I felt so guilty and shameful. But afterwards, I paused. I obviously went and apologized to him. And later on, reflected where it came from. And I could think about how there was some times where authority figures in my life modeled this kind of behavior for me. And just because I experienced that in my past doesn't mean I have to repeat it in the future. And I encourage you, friend, just because you experienced dysfunction in your past does not mean that you can or should repeat it in the future. I can choose and you can choose to see that what was modeled for me and you was a great example of what not to do or be or become. So I want to open today's discussion with this thought. Can you identify a specific situation or thoughts that triggers feelings of self-doubt or insecurity or negativity or rage? What automatic thoughts come to mind when you face challenges or setbacks? Now, let's explore instances where your negative beliefs may not have held true. Can you recall a time when things went better than you expected? What evidence is there to contradict the negative thoughts you have about yourself? Do you notice any patterns in your thinking that might contribute to these negative belief systems that you've adopted? You can answer these questions, and I aim them to guide you in a reflective process, fostering awareness of your thought patterns and encouraging you to challenge, reevaluate your negative belief systems in a constructive manner. Now, no, this isn't another way for you to be negative and bash yourself, but truly, I want to help you shift your mind from the negative to the positive. We can reorganize our minds. It just takes a little bit of patience and reliance on God, because we have one of the best helpers, the Holy Spirit. And if you ask God and His Holy Spirit to help you reorganize your mind and bring awareness to these blind spots, these areas of your life that you can improve, then you really will see your life begin to soar. You will really start living on purpose with purpose. And as always, friend, I encourage you to comment below what you got out of this video. Share it with a friend that I know it's going to impact both of you so much. And I'm really grateful for each one of you that have been these early adopters, these founders of this Better Than Best Academy, this community of champions that we're building. And from the bottom of my heart, I am grateful for you. I love you, friend. I'm praying for you. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.